Today, as we celebrate this feast day of Saint Cecilia, what's she the patron saint of? Musicians. Yeah, she's a patron saint of musicians. One of our confirmation students, Miss Ashcroft, today has chosen that saint for her confirmation saint. Pray for her, as well for all of our band members and choral persons. In these readings, it speaks about what? It speaks about the purification, the cleansing of the temple after it's been defiled. First, the Maccabees cleansed it after they finally routed the foreigners who had set up their foreign idols and their foreign gods and forced sacrifices to be offered on the Temple Mount that were contrary to God's law. They realized that they needed to rededicate the temple to purge all those evil things that were there and to drive the idols out and to rededicate it back to God. You see our Lord Jesus, who is there, how he himself has done the same thing, how he drove out the money changers, recognizing that what they were doing was causing a defilement of the temple, making it a den of thieves, a place where commerce took place, rather than the divine economy bringing salvation. St. Cecilia, being this great patroness of music and this purification of the temple, the two things that coincide here is that if you look at the Book of Maccabees, that they played all sorts of instruments at the cleansing of the temple. They cleansed it with praise. They cleansed it with the glory of God. They cleansed it with shouts of joy, with great, beautiful songs that were focused only upon the Lord. And so, as we go about this time that we have, asking our Lord, how do we purify the temple which you've given us? The temple of our church and the temple of our own bodies. To deal with the second, what kind of music do we listen to? Just when we're passing through. I was very disheartened the other day when I was spending time in, I won't say where, I was spending time with certain individuals who I have great affection for among our youth that I've spent time with, and how long I've known certain young individuals, and to see what great things they do for the Lord, and then to listen to the music with which they entertain themselves does not speak well of anything. What kind of music do we listen to? Because it moves the soul, and so too can move our soul rather to the heights of heaven or to the depths of depravity. But also within our church, how do we worship God? Do we worship him by taking tunes that are meant for secular purposes, that move the soul and move it in all sorts of different directions, or lyrics which focus on us? Or do we use songs which focus upon God? When we come here to worship, our focus isn't on us. It's not on the priest. It's not on each other. It's not on our neighbor, but only on God. And do the words, the lyrics, the music, the tunes, the beat focus only upon the glory of the Lord? I would encourage you during this time, we're beginning to enter into Advent. It's just a little over 2 weeks away. A little under, rather. As you prepare to offer your prayer, your fasting, and your almsgiving during this penitential season, which is Advent, as we prepare to wait for the Lord, what things need to vanish? What things need to go away so that we can really purify the temple of our own bodies and at the same time purify the temple of his church? I would invite you during this time, as something that I've been going over the past couple days, recommend to you Cardinal Seurat's book on silence, The Power of Silence Amidst the Dictatorship of Noise. Maybe you've read that before. Maybe you haven't read it at all. Maybe you don't even know that it exists. Cardinal Seurat is the person who is in charge of the church's liturgy in Rome. An amazing spiritual man. One who loves God and loves his worship. He invites you into that. To ask our Lord, what needs to grow silent so that I can grow to know who God really is? Very early on in his book, he has a quotation which I mentioned yesterday to the sisters. He said, in the end, there can only be two things, either God or nothing, either silence or noise. Let's ask our Lord to silence our hearts so that we can really receive him as he comes to us here in the Eucharist. And when we receive him, to purify the temple of our own bodies, there'd be great songs of joy that erupt from our soul, such that would befit the holy patroness of music, Saint Cecilia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.